You are now invited to turn up your radio for the rest of the hour. Guitarist and singer Ben Harper is with us. He has a new double CD coming out next week called Live from Mars.
Excuse me, mister. Do you have the time? Or are you so important that it stands still for you? Excuse me, mister, won't you lend me your ear? Or are you not only blind? Do you not hear? Excuse me, mister, but isn't that your oil in the sea? And the pollution in the air, mister, whose could that be?
The song you're hearing now is called Excuse Me, Mister. Ben Harper released his first CD in 1993. Since then, he's toured around the world and released three more recordings. Loyal fans flock from city to see him in concert, and other musicians record their own versions of his songs. Last week, when we talked to the Holmes brothers, they told us about their cover of Mr. Harper's song, I Shall Not Walk Alone.
When my legs no longer carry, and the warm wind chills my bones, I reach for Mother Mary, and I shall not walk alone.
Ben Harper joins us now from Los Angeles. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Have you heard the Holmes Brothers version of I Shall Not Walk Alone?
I certainly have. I think it's the best version of it I've ever heard.
The Holmes Brothers do a great job with the harmony. I mean, it's just really wonderful.
When I heard that, I was frozen, and I was so honored to have written it at that moment.
The release of a live album has got to be a significant moment in any musician's career, don't you think?
It is, for a number of reasons, yeah. It's a lot of years of touring, a lot of hard work brought to life through music. And what's most exciting for me is I think it strongly represents each one of the studio albums we've put out, yet has a very distinct and unique voice of its own as its own record.
Distant hero.
You know, one of the most engaging things about your music, as I've come to it just over the last couple of weeks, is that you get this kind of tough, hard-nosed song. But then, you know, you offer us a much softer but equally powerful spiritual song. A lot of musicians these days just aren't willing, I don't think, to take the risk of discussing spirituality. What makes you willing to risk, you know, moving into that realm?
To me, I have to say it's not even a risk. I open my mouth and it's what comes from the soul. I don't even question it. I've never thought twice about it. But I've just been fortunate enough to not have to think about or consider what I'm going to sing or how I'm going to sound or what people are going to think about it.
Let's listen to one of those songs called The Power of the Gospel.
It will make a weak man mighty. It will make a mighty man fall. It will fill your heart and hands, or leave you with nothing at all. It's the eyes for the blind, and legs for the lame. It is love for hate, and pride for shame.
Now that's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the mighty power. That's the power of the gospel, yeah. That's the power of the gospel.
These songs get as much response, it sounds like, in the live performance as some of the other more rocking songs or the protest songs. Does that surprise you?
It kind of does, and it kind of doesn't. I mean, it people can get, I mean, the most intense feeling I've ever felt at a concert, I mean, it's a rush when people are jumping around and moving and body surfing and all over the place, and that's a rush for sure. But it's an equal, if not beyond that, of a rush when there's 20,000 people in a room who get to a hush for a quiet song. It's an amazing feeling, for sure.
That's the power of the gospel. Yeah, that's the power of the gospel inside of you and inside of me. The power of the mighty power of the gospel. Yeah, and that's the power of the gospel.
Your music is so varied, and that it's just hard to imagine where it all comes from. Where does it come from? How did you get to this place where you sample from so many different traditions?
It is a place to be, isn't it?
It is. It's wonderful.
It even intimidates me at times. I'm going, man, but it's got to come from all. I mean, I was raised with so much music in my home, from sort of Little Feet, just, you know, straight up rock, and Allman Brothers, soul, Otis Redding, Stevie Wonder, a lot of music. So I think that's got to be a base. My mom and dad have great taste in music. My grandparents as well, the folk tradition, the blues tradition. I was brought up hearing it quite often, if not every day.
You actually grew up in your grandparents' music store.
Yeah,
right?
in Claremont, the Folk Music Center in Claremont, California. I grew up in the store. I mean, that was, we didn't have any money, so the store was the babysitter. You know, we used to go down to the store, and my mom would work there, and we spent as much time in the music store as we did at home, really.
You've got a guitar with you. What would you like to play today?
That's the question. What should I play?
If you want to give us a version of I Shall Not Walk Alone,
okay,
we could do that, and that would give us a little bookending from the Holmes Brothers last week.
God, it's even hard for me to play the song after they've done it.
Battered and torn, still I can see the light. Tattered and worn, but I must kneel down to fight. Friend of mine, what can't you spare? I know sometimes it gets cold in there when my legs no longer carry and the warm wind chills my bones. I reach for Mother Mary and I shall not walk alone.
That was great. That was great. You know, did you dream about being a famous musician when you were a kid?
I don't know what it was, but there was something when I was very young that said, this is what you're going to do. And yeah, it was a dream. definitely to have the music that I felt inside of me at that young age be shared and spread to the whole world.
Thanks so much. It's been a real pleasure talking
to you. Thank you for having me back on NPR. It's a wonderful opportunity, and I thank you all.
Ben Harper, speaking with us from Los Angeles. His new album, Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, Live from Mars, will be in stores on Tuesday.